Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 1st. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call is in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. University of Illinois faculty are urging the school to join an effort to protect Big Ten universities from being targeted by the Trump administration. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Under the Mutual Defense Compact, participating schools would share financial and legal resources in the face of any challenges from the federal government. The U of I Faculty Senate became the ninth to voice support for the idea. English teaching professor Sean Gilmore organized the resolution in Urbana. He says faculty want the U of I's behind-the-scenes efforts to become public.
It is going to be very easy for each school to feel very isolated if something comes their way in the near future. And I know that amongst the schools like Columbia and Harvard, they have a lot of money to help with that issue. Some of the schools in the Big Ten are just not as well funded as some of the others.
University spokesperson Robin Kaler says the U of I already collaborates with peer institutions through groups like the Big Ten Academic Alliance and the Association of American Universities. I'm Emily Hayes.
More states are eliminating sales taxes on groceries. Arkansas's governor signed a bill this month to end the tax, joining Illinois, Oklahoma, and Kansas that have all made the same move within the last year. And as IPM's Jim Meadows reports for Harvest Public Media, others are considering it.
Only a handful of states still charge sales taxes on groceries, including South Dakota and Missouri. Lawmakers in Missouri are considering legislation to end it. Amanda Berry with the group In Power Missouri says the state's residents spend an average of $60 a month just on taxes for groceries.
And so $60 a month to a person who may only be making $2,000 a month, of course, is disproportionate compared to somebody who may be making $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month.
The bill in Missouri would also phase out local grocery taxes, which has raised concerns from municipalities over lost revenue. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. The Trump administration recently closed the Department of Education's Regional Office for Civil Rights in Chicago. Peter Medlin has more on what it means for students and civil rights complaints.
The Chicago Regional Office investigated potential civil rights violations in schools across Illinois. Nina Manfredo is an attorney with the National Center for Youth Law. She's developed civil rights complaints against Illinois schools, and her organization filed a suit challenging the closure of the offices and cutting of staff. Manfredo says even before the cuts, it was challenging for the offices to investigate cases in a timely fashion.
Now, with fewer offices, decimated staff, it is impossible for them to do that.
There are 330 current investigations in Illinois, ranging from disability cases to racial discrimination and Title IX issues. The Department of Education's website hasn't been updated since President Trump took office in January, so it's unclear if any complaints have been filed since. I'm Peter Medlin.
The Fighting Illini softball team lost in extra innings against Eastern Illinois University Wednesday evening. The Illini fell 4-3 against the Panthers and were unable to complete a come-from-behind victory. The Panthers scored the game-winning runs due to an error by the Illini. A miscommunication at second base allowed Eastern Illinois to sneak to home plate and take the 2-run lead at the top of the ninth inning. Illinois' record drops to 21-26 overall in the season. Illinois will host their final Big Ten weekend series against Ohio State. The series will kick off tomorrow, Friday at 5 p.m. at Eichelberger Field. In 3 months, Robert Jones will begin his new position as president of the University of Washington in Seattle. That comes after 9 years as chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. During his tenure, Jones helped raise record amounts of money and grew the student body by 15,000. He also led the university through a state budget impasse and the COVID-19 pandemic. Tonight on WILL-TV, Jones holds a wide-ranging interview with Illinois Public Media. He discusses why leaving the U of I was a difficult decision.
I can tell you, For as my wife and I are concerned, you know, this place gets under your skin after about 9 years or so. And not to say that that's just happened, But it is, because this is like leaving home for us. It's leaving a place where we feel a deep sense of connection, not only at the university, but in the community as well.
Chancellor Jones also talks about how the university is fighting back as the Trump administration withholds billions in federal funds from higher education. Watch our interview tonight at 7 on WILL-TV, or you can listen to The Dialogue Show this Saturday at 11 a.m. on FM 101.1 Illinois Soul. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 74 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 56 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 72 degrees, a west wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and the low of 50 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a chance of light rain and a high of 62 degrees and a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for protests and disruption against Republicans.
We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
He made those remarks at a Democratic Party fundraiser in New Hampshire. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about Pritzker, Trump, and presidential ambition next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Steve Mork.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Starting on Thursday, May 1st, Good Housekeep at Cranard Art Museum in Champaign. It's from 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Dance work inspired by and designed to be presented in mid-century modern spaces throughout Champaign-Urbana. It's in conjunction with the Cranard Art Museum's exhibition Making Place for the Arts at Home, Performance and Mid-Century Modern Architecture. That's Good Housekeep at Cranard Art Museum in Champaign from 7 p.m. to 7:45 on Thursday, May 1st.
And on Friday, May 2nd, the Prairie Research Institute Expo is happening at the Illinois Natural History Survey in Champaign. This event is running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, and then 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. the next day on Saturday, May 3rd. This is a free, family-friendly event where visitors of all ages can immerse themselves in science and technology with over 50 different STEM exhibits, demonstrations, and hands-on activities. Again, that is the Prairie Research Institute Expo at the Illinois Natural History Survey in Champaign.
Also on Friday, CU Ballet's Cinderella at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. First showing is Friday at 7:30, then again on Saturday at 2 and 6. It's one weekend only. It's the ballet of the famous fairy tale set to the music of Sergei Petrikov. You can find more information at cuballet.com. I'll be there on Saturday.
And also that same evening, we have another theater performance. It is Into the Woods, the musical, happening at Fisher Theater in Danville. This performance is at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, and it is also only running for one weekend. Again, that is Into the Woods at Fisher Theater in Danville.
On Saturday, May 3rd, it's free comic book day at the Champaign Public Library. All day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., stop by the Champaign Public Library, the Douglas Branch Library, and the Urbana Free Library to pick up your free comics. It's a great way to get started in your comic book collection.
Do you have a favorite comic book, Steve?
Oh, man. Yes, I do. The Blackest Night, which is a Green Lantern run on DC, was one of my favorites.
Well, then I guess you got to stop by their free comic book day to see if they have it there.
Yeah, I should. I probably should.
And later that day at 8 p.m. at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, The Temptations Review by Therapy. This is a soulful tribute to The Temptations. Therapy and additional local talent will be performing songs by the soulful Motown legends. What? Again, that is The Temptations Review by Therapy at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana.
That should always be a good time over at the Rose Bowl. And on Sunday, May 4th, Central Illinois Youth Chorus's 47th annual spring concert at Faith United Methodist in Champaign. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Hear music from music makers, concert choir, chamber choir, and the Youth Chorale. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on the Will Call tab.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Steve Mork.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, Peter Medlin, Reginald Hardwick, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.